Hello friends, today's Tuesday, January 28th, 2020, and this is On This Day in Music History. We're going to start off with a TV show appearance. In 1956, Elvis Presley's first appearance on national TV. That was the Dorsey Bros stage show. Next, 1963, still single released by Bill Anderson. Billboard number one U.S. Hot Country Singles in 1963. 1965, The Who make their first appearance on British TV. 1967, Rolling Stones released Let's Spend the Night Together. 1979, The Wiz closes at Majestic Theater in New York City after 1,672 performances. 1981, 5 o'clock Girl opens at Helen Hayes Theater, New York City, for 12 performances. 1985, charity single We Are the World is recorded by supergroup USA for Africa, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, and many other pop stars. Also, in 1985, 12th American Music Awards, Cyndi Lauper and Lionel Richie win that. 1986, Uptown, It's Hot, opens at Lunt Fontanne Theater, New York City, for 24 performances. In 1991, 18th American Music Awards, MC Hammer and Janet Jackson. 1996, Hello Dolly, closes at Lunt Fontanne Theater, New York City, after 118 performances. Some Grammy Awards for 2018, 60th Grammy Awards, Bruno Mars wins Best Song, That's What I Like, and Best Album, 24K Magic. And looks like that's just a little bit on this day in music history. There's more to come.